You're listening to In Demand.
Woo! Thank you for playing us. We were so excited. We got out of the gig and just screamed when we heard it.
Oh, you'd been on stage with Alexandra that night, hadn't you?
Yeah.
You guys are going to come and see us properly face-to-face very soon, but what we want to do is just get a bit...
I hope so.
We want to get to know you a little bit more just through the phone. So, Bianca, start off and tell us something about yourself.
Yeah.
I've actually quit chocolate as my New Year's resolution.
And have you failed that New Year's resolution yet?
I actually failed. I was doing so well, and then it was Sean and Jessica's birthday, and we got a cake, so I just failed miserably after about 10 days.
I bet you actually just wanted to shove your entire face in it.
I did. You know what? I did on the sly. When they were all out of the room, I just put my face in the cake.
Oh, nice. They wondered where that hair had come from.
Emily, your turn. Go.
I love to play games, any kind of... We got a free Monopoly yesterday, and so we're very excited. And I love to play, like, name games all in the car. I will provide all the games.
Yay! Lauren, what's your fascinating fact?
I'm a bit of a dipper.
A burper?
It's not like a nice thing. But
no, I do that too, don't worry.
I burp like random people's names.
Jessica, what's yours?
I'm absolutely obsessed by Harry Potter. Anything Harry Potter, I'm on it.
Amazing!
Oh no, no one expects it from me, but I just love everything to do with Harry Potter. My main goal for this year, other than being in parade and being successful, is to get to Universal Studios and go to Hogwarts.
Sean, what's yours?
So probably the most interesting thing is that I love to cut up my clothes. Like, if I get an item of clothing, I'm like, yeah, it's all right. But if I just chopped that and added that and did that, then it would be so much better.
Well, we think you girls are going to be a massive success this year. We can't wait to get you in the studio and have a proper chat.
Thank you so much.
All you need to do is introduce your song and we'll play it again now.
And plug it.
Hey, thank you.
Okay.
Hi, we're great. And this is our newest single, Louder.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Tinchy is here.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Feeling good, sir?
Feeling good, feeling real good, man.
Chilled out, ready for some Alex and Lucy action tonight, yeah?
Yeah, I'm as always.
Good,
yeah,
man. Cool, right, stay, man. There. We're going to chat over the next half hour.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and Tinchy Strider is with us on the show tonight.
Yay.
Tuesday night guest. We need to talk about this P. Diddy party, Tinchy.
Oh, my
yes.
God. Wow, amazing.
How slick was it?
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun, to say the least. That was fun, man. And you know what I mean? Like, I got invited there, and I thought, yeah, I got there kind of not too late. But when I got there, it was full up, so many people, and it was a good vibe. And then, you know, he invited us on the stage. Like, yeah, man, it wasn't even planned that I was going to go on the stage with him. So I got there, met him, and then, you know, he's a real cool guy, man. And then done a Hello Good Morning remix. He's a cool, like, we're just chilling, having a drink, and just everyone's having a good vibe, man. And I like the whole Dirty Money crew. I like them, you know what I mean? When all three of them together, they seem so cool, and yeah, man, I like how they're moving.
But having spent time around people like P. Diddy and Jay-Z and all those kind of people, is there anyone who has actually made you go, when you've walked into a room and you've seen them for the first time, made you just kind of catch your breath a bit?
Nah, that's the craziest part about it, man. And you know what? Tell you the truth, when I met Jay-Z and I walked into his dressing room after his show, and then Beyonce was just sitting there, that was like, whoa, like, you know what I mean? Not because I like Beyonce and her music and everything, but she looks much better in person, man. And that's hard to look. She looks good on TV and she looks better in person. So, yeah, imagine that.
Another lady who's pretty beautiful is Melanie Fiona. How did she end up on your new song then, dude? Have you known Melanie for a while?
Melanie Fiona, no. Do you know what? When the track was being made and recorded, and I was thinking, who can that fit on this track perfectly? A few names popped up. As soon as her name came up, I thought, yes, man, because I've heard her before and I've always liked her. And thinking, if that's possible, I'd love to work with her. And obviously she heard a track, she loved it, she came over. When she recorded her part, it was like, it's really, really touching, and I heard it, and I had to just say, yeah, thanks for that. And then, you know, since that, we've been real cool, we get along, and I went to LA to shoot the video, and then, like, she's a real, like, it's like, her voice is so amazing, as in when she's singing next to you, sort of get caught in a moment. I always forget that I'm meant to do my bit next.
You're like, oh, yeah. Sorry, I was just listening to you.
Yeah, man.
Can you introduce it for us now, mate, and we'll get it on?
Yes, right now it's me, Tinchy Strider, on my brand new single, Let It Rain, featuring Melanie Fiona, Fleet.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tinchy is still with us on the show tonight. We've covered all kinds of things this evening.
Yeah, we're only halfway there, though.
Let's talk about going on tour with Usher. So you've been with P. Diddy, you hang out with Jay-Z, and now you're going to open the show for Usher. My God.
Yeah, OMG.
Exactly. That's good, that. I like that.
Yeah man. That's something. When I got asked to do that, I thought, yeah, man, that would be a cool thing. You know what I mean? Usher is someone who I think is real talented, man, and he's like, his albums always, he's always got something powerful, and he's someone where he's not knowing enough. When I meet him, I'm going to tell him that his songs has helped me in situations with girls, because when you just put a certain song on when you're with a lady, it helps out, man. So I'm going to respect him for that. But Usher's someone who, yeah, I think is real talented, successful, and, you know, so like, I'm real happy to be supporting that, man.
Now, obviously, the Brit Awards are coming up.
Yeah.
What did you make of the nominations? Tiny Temper getting 4 was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's big, man. Tiny Temper's up for 4. Do you know what I mean? Good luck to him. Hopefully he scoops them all up. Hopefully he does that. And I guess the Brits is like a lot of people. When I was hearing about the nominations, like, I'm so like happy and proud for everyone. And I guess whoever deserves it will win it.
Would you say the Mobos are more important to you than the Brits?
You know what? I think, to be honest, like, the Mobos are important. The Mobos, the award shows are important. But the Brits, to me, it's like a big thing where, do you know what I mean, I used to when I was younger, it comes on, you watch and think, whoa, like, would you ever even see some of these people? And then to be up for one is crazy. And the Mobos, I guess, like, what it's for and what it stands for, it's real, like, it relates to us a bit more from the music we're coming from. So yeah, it's all important, I believe, man. Everyone has what is more important to them, but personally, I do like the Brits, and the Mobos is cool as well.
Before you go, man, can you choose a current chart hit for us to play? Something you're properly big on at the moment that you're loving
something
into the top 40.
That I'm loving right now.
We'll get it on.
No, nothing that I'm loving more than this. I'm going to have to say Bruno Mars, Grenade.
We will get that on for you. Tinchy, pleasure as always, mate.
Thank you.
Cool, thank you.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight Enrique is back.
Yeah! Hey!
Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Now, Enrique, it's usually just you and Lucy.
Yeah.
But tonight it's in a ménage à trois.
It's a threesome.
Are you okay with that?
I'm cool with that.
Have you not seen his latest video?
Yeah, that's true. We'll rock with that.
That's more than a threesome.
Yeah. Whoa, it's out there.
We're going to chat about the new music, the new song, and the tour, and romance, and all kinds of stuff over the next 30 minutes. Enrique is in demand.
In demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Enrique is with us on the show tonight.
Yeah, we've decided that we need to find out how romantic you are. I think a lot of the world's men look up to you.
They do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, there you go. See, Alex?
Alex, come on.
This is true, man.
Don't lie.
You are such a legend, and made even more so by the new video for tonight.
Well, I'm a legend for the right reasons or the wrong reasons?
I mean, it is a filth fest, and naturally we love it.
The guys love it, yeah. No, the directors, it's actually 3 directors. They're like, you know, we want to make it very the word was sensual, but shot in a very classy way, very stylistic, very well lit. At the end of the day, it actually comes down to that, because you could shoot the same scene and it could look awkward and not right, and then you could shoot it, you know, the same scene but shot correctly, well lit, and make it beautiful.
Yeah, and also there's a succession of very quick shots, so you get a snapshot of exactly what's going on, but it's not thrown in your face too much, so to
without,
speak.
Yeah, and if you think about it, it's not really truly showing the you know, it's not really going all the way. It's more what it makes you imagine.
Exactly. Now, how did the video come about, and how did the song come about? Did you have a dream one night and you just went, right, I'm gonna write
those,
a song?
I had one of those strange dreams, and I woke up and I go, I'm gonna do this song called, and then I'm gonna make this video. What do you call it? What'd you call it? A filth fest. No, it's fun, you know. It's not supposed to be taken. You can take it however you want, but it's not for me. I look at it with a little bit of a sense of humor, and not supposed to be taken that seriously.
Exactly. And of course, originally it had a swear word in the title, and now it's Tonight I'm Loving You, for radio reasons, of course. We play the clean version, but we download the other one.
You see, there's a little bit of hypocrisy there.
On a Saturday night when we're having our special parties, they're a lot like your video. That's when we play that version.
Oh, yeah, behind closed doors.
You guys have to invite me to those parties.
You're more than welcome anytime.
Anytime, Enrique, anytime. Bring the baby oil.
Oh, my goodness. Look at you, Lucy.
It's you. It's whenever I interview you, I don't know what happens to me, Enrique.
I know. Last time was Astroglide. This time is baby oil.
Yeah, exactly. What's next time? I mean, that's a scary thought. Does your dad know about the title of your song?
He endorses the title.
Well, he's quite a legend himself, isn't he?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I haven't really spoken to him about it, to tell you the truth. But my grandma, when she goes to the clubs, that's the first song she requests every Friday.
Does she really?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 86.
And what's her name?
Her name is Beba.
Amazing.
And she's out clubbing on a Friday night.
In the Philippines, yeah, she's part Filipino. She's a sweetheart, and she's the coolest grandma in the world.
Well, right, I'm going to hook your nan up my nan.
Yeah, how to impress all your 80-year-old mates by saying Enrique Iglesias is my grandson.
Yeah.
I bet she's like the most popular grandma ever.
It's the other way around. I got the coolest grandma.
Yeah. Oh, does she ever do you ever go around to a house and all the mates are there and they're all like, oh, young man.
Yeah. She's a sweetheart. And I take her with me. She loves casinos. So I always have to take her to the casino.
Your nan's awesome.
Is she a lucky charm?
Yeah, I know. She loves playing blackjack. She's addicted to blackjack. A little too much, actually.
To keep an eye on her, hold a purse for her.
Yeah. Right, let's play the song. Enrique, can you introduce it for us? We'll play it now.
Here it is for everyone that's listening to us tonight. I'm loving you.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Enrique still with us on the show tonight.
Yeah.
Let's have a quick look at your tour dates that are coming up. You're doing most of the UK. We've got Newcastle, Manchester, London and Birmingham.
Yes.
Excited about going back on the road in the UK. You had Alicia Dixon supporting you last time you were here, didn't you?
Yeah, and it's going to be fun. I feel so good because the last 3-4 years... I've had more fun on stage than ever. The bigger the set list becomes, the more fun you have with it. It's imagine being able to go from songs like Tonight, songs to Hero, to Bailamos, to Do You Know. They're all so different, so differently musical from such different musical backgrounds, you know, that it makes the show a lot of fun.
You've been endorsing a cologne of late. I've noticed an advert on your website for a certain perfume for men.
Perfume for men, yeah. It's actually, I feel like I'm selling out. Yeah, I do colognes, I do drinks, I do anything you want. Just go to my website. I sell all types of products.
To be fair.
No, but I want to know what this smells like. I'd quite like a free sample, and will it make me more successful with the opposite sex?
Yeah, good question.
With the opposite sex, I don't know. It smells good. It smells really good, and it's cool brand. Sorrow, and they've been great with me and very nice. Alex, I never had a lot of luck with the ladies either until I had a hit song, so don't worry.
That's it. I need a hit song.
Yeah.
Simplest of questions for you, Enrique. Let's see if we can find out how easy it is to be romantic these days.
Yes. How romantic, even, is Enrique Iglesias. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Do you open doors for ladies?
Yeah, but that's about being polite. No, not so much being romantic. True. Right?
Flowers or chocolates?
I guess you could say flowers better than chocolates.
Okay. A candlelit dinner or a McDonald's?
I'm a firm believer that it's who you're with, so it doesn't matter whether it's McDonald's or a candlelit dinner.
Oh, nice. That's romantic in itself. That's
good. Wow, look at me.
You're
look at me.
Good.
there's somebody from the record companies like puking.
I'll have a double cheeseburger. Do you prefer a naked lady or a perfumed lady?
Naked.
Okay. Soft curves or tight abs?
Soft curves or tight abs.
Yeah.
Depends on the day.
Oh, you know? Nice. What's the most romantic song in the world to you?
The most romantic song in the world for me has to be Pimps Up, Hoes Down by Too Short.
What's the nicest thing you've ever done for a woman?
You never heard that. No. Actually a beautiful song. Whenever you guys go in, Alex, you want to get the ladies ready, whenever you pick them up in the car, you put that song on. I'm telling you, that thing works.
Pimps Up, Hoes Down.
Pimps Up, Hoes Down by Too Short.
And have that suspension in your car,
in
like
Snoop Dogg. 206.
Yeah,
exactly.
In your Pimmobile.
In your Pimmobile.
So what's the nicest thing you've ever done for a woman?
Write a song.
Oh. Yeah. And have you ever serenaded anyone singing Bailamos?
No, I haven't.
I'd rather die than do that. You know, it's embarrassing. You know, the only time I do that, I guess you could call it serenading, is if I'm in, you know, in concert and you pull up someone on stage and you sing a song.
Thanks very much for chatting to us.
Thank you.
Pick a current chart song that you love at the moment for us to play.
Let's do it. Pimps up, hoes down, too short.
If you could go with something by Rihanna, that would really help
us out. Anything commercial.
Let's do Far East Movement, Rocketeer.
Amazing.
We love that song.
Genius.
Awesome.
Enrique, thanks very much, sir.
Take care, guys.
Thank you. You're listening to In Demand.